This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Mount Evans is now Mount Blue Sky. The 14er, which looms high above Metro Denver, was renamed today. The U.S. Board of Geographic Names decided on the new name during a virtual meeting. The mountain had been named for Colorado's second territorial governor, John Evans. Police arrested a man in Black Hawk on Thursday and charged him with the murder of two unhoused people in Denver. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports police still don't have a motive.
Police arrested 31-year-old Tanner Fielder. He is currently facing two counts of first-degree murder. Earlier this month, a 31-year-old woman and a 43-year-old man, both experiencing homelessness, were shot to death on the South Platte River Trail in two separate incidents. Investigators were able to connect Fielder to the crimes through evidence found in a third incident where no one was reported to be hurt. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Mourners gathered Thursday to honor a U.S. Marine from Conifer who died last month. A procession of military and law enforcement groups accompanied the body of Major Tobin J. Lewis from Centennial Airport to Evergreen, where he's being laid to rest. Lewis was among the casualties of an aircraft crash in Australia that injured 20 Marines and killed two others. Lewis was highly decorated and served 15 years with the Marine Corps. He was 37. And jury selection started today for the first of three scheduled trials for the officers and paramedics accused in the death of Elijah McClain. The first trial begins on Monday. Look for a low tonight of 48 in Denver with clear skies. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.